The year was 1967, and Nobby Leach, first Muggle-born Minister for Magic, was only getting sicker of the divisions in the country that he loved so dearly, of the people who were fermenting those divisions, but most of all from the mysterious affliction that no healer had been able to treat successfully. Tipper's delirious boils, one had said, but he wasn't getting daydreams anymore. Another had suggested spatagroit, but that didn't explain the aches or coughing. It was only getting worse, though, and if his condition didn't reverse, then new elections would be necessary. If there were just one last thing that Leach could do for Britain, it would be to ensure that the process didn't tear his country apart. "Private room for two," he said, and he was led quickly enough to a room at the back of the Three Broomsticks.
"And your companion will be?" asked the young woman who brought him there.
"Looking for whichever room I'm in," Leach said.
It wouldn't do to give a name when he wasn't sure whether the other man would be coming under an assumed identity.
"Send in a bottle of fire whiskey if you don't mind, and that'll do."
The fire whiskey arrived when Leach's opposite number did. Leach recoiled under the weight of the other man's gaze, but managed to disguise it with a cough that soon enough became genuine.
"So,"
he said, gathering himself together,
"Mr. Riddle, I'm pleased you could make it."
Riddle drew the chair out with a flick of his wand and took his seat smoothly, almost flowing into it, as though he were dark water. His robes were plain and black, humble garb that was befitting of a man who could declare his descent from Slytherin and then, in the same breath, renounce it.
"I would have cleared out my entire schedule for a meeting with you," he said,
and he tugged lightly at the lion-headed torque round his neck. It was perhaps the one show of extravagance which Riddle allowed himself, a reminder of his childhood house.
"Please call me Tom. I don't hold for titles, you know. Tom and Nobby should do, shouldn't it? We aren't friends, but I'd like for us to be."
"I get along so well with my friends. We're birds of a feather," Riddle said with a smile. His teeth were white, which was all right, but his face was sickly pale, and his eyes were so red that they seemed to glow. He had sunk into the dark arts, everyone knew, but what was worse was that he had made no secret of it, and yet gained so many supporters regardless. Some had overlooked it, but Leach had noticed that a few had already begun to move from making excuses to offering justifications. Perhaps even more than Tom Riddle himself, what Leach feared was how the man was shifting the boundaries of the Quidditch field.
"Nevertheless," Leach replied, "we aren't friends yet, and first names have to be earned.